Hi there. Hello, this is Shaladio once again, continuing the series on Random Gists. It's lunchtime for me today, and I'm out here just chilling out for lunch. I just thought I should share this with you very quickly. I'll title this The Voice of the Lord. The Voice of the Lord. I'll read from Psalm 29, probably take the whole of the chapter. Psalm 29 verse 1, it says, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth." The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flame of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hind to calve, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. So the title of my rant today is, "Where is the voice of the Lord?" I remember back then when, you know, we were in church, you know, in Lagos, Nigeria, we used to be taught from this passage of scripture. And what we were taught back then is that the voice of the Lord was a very supreme factor in your decision making, and that whenever you are faced with something that defied logic, something that you could not handle by yourself, it was time for you to go pray and to go seek the face of the Lord and stay there until you hear his voice. And we were regularly taught from the scripture. Let's go over it again. He says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness." So we see here that worship was something that we would practice. Worship was something that we will engage in. And as a result of worship, and even subsequent to worship, the voice of the Lord was made available to you. Now, what is the relevance of the voice of the Lord? Why do you need the voice of the Lord? Of what purpose is the voice of the Lord? What advantage will the voice of the Lord give you when you receive it? You know, just look through this passage again. He said, "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters." And he goes on to say that the voice of the Lord is powerful, and the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. If you want your life to reflect the majesty of God, you need the voice of the Lord. If you don't have the voice of the Lord in what you are doing, you are going to live an ordinary life as a Christian. In today's world now, everywhere is filled with how we can make our decisions by just observing with our five physical senses. Hardly any reference is made from our pulpits to resorting to the voice of the Lord. But let me tell you something. If you want to see the power of God in your life, you need the voice of the Lord. You need to seek the voice of the Lord. You need to come away from the noise in your environment and go into a place of prayer and seek the voice of the Lord. The Bible says that the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The reason why your walk on the earth is not majestic today is because the voice of the Lord is absent. And verse 5 says, the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Now, breaking the cedars meant that this was a very strong opposition. If you are experiencing strong opposition in your life today, you need the voice of the Lord. The Bible says, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. The reason why that opposition has stayed so long in your life today is because you lack the voice of the Lord. It's because you have not come away from your environment to seek the voice of the Lord. I hear many people today, you know, everywhere is just in disarray now. Husband, who to marry, breakthrough, everything. All this will remain strong cedars of Lebanon until you hear the voice of the Lord. When you hear the voice of the Lord, that opposition in your life will crumble to pieces. When you hear the voice of the Lord and speak the voice of the Lord into that opposition in your life today, it will crumble. Then let's go. He says, he maketh them also to skip like a calf. You know what it means to skip? It means to run. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. So it means that if your life has been lacking speed up till now, it is because the voice of the Lord is absent. You need the voice of the Lord if you want to gain speed in your life today. If you don't have the voice of the Lord, then you'll keep going around the same mountain year in, year out. You're looking at your life today, you're saying that, oh, I've been on the same spot, I have not moved forward, I have not moved forward financially, I have not moved forward socially. It is because the voice of the Lord is absent from your activities. When you hear the voice of the Lord, the Bible says that your life will skip like a calf and like a young unicorn. It means that you will gather speed in your life. Speed that will astound the opposition. Speed that will astound the heathen. You will gather it because of the voice of the Lord. Now, verse 7 says that the voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. Now, if fire is burning in your life today, you need the voice of the Lord. Now, what does it mean for fire to be burning? It means that something is happening right now that is about to consume you. Something wrong is going on that is burning you to pieces. The voice of the Lord will divide that flame of fire. You need the voice of the Lord. Now, the Bible says the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. Now, what is a wilderness? The wilderness is a dry place. The wilderness is a place where you are not making progress. The wilderness is a very harsh environment. Many of us are operating in a harsh economic environment today. We are operating in a harsh emotional environment today. But the Bible says that the voice of the Lord will shake the wilderness, and that the Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. If you get the voice of the Lord, if you secure the voice of the Lord in your closet, that dry place will open up unto you before your very eyes. And verse 9 says that the voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth every one speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. So you see here that if there is any flood situation in your life that is about to consume you, the Bible says that the Lord will sit upon that flood. And the only way he can sit upon that flood is by you hearing his voice. And the Bible says that the Lord will give strength unto his people, and the Lord will bless his people with peace. If you want peace in your decisions today, you need the voice of the Lord. Stop living your life by environmental pressure. Stop living your life based on a consensus of your carnal friends. Stop living your life based on the intellect of your friends who are not seeking God. Live your life based on the word of the Lord coming on to you. The world out there is dangerous today. The world out there is full of dangers. The world out there is full of people who are ready to cheat, stab, kill. But the voice of the Lord will expose such people in your life today. If anybody comes to your life today, wants to marry you, wants to start a relationship with you, go into the closet. Go and worship Jesus, and the voice of the Lord will reach out to you. The voice of the Lord will either confirm it or set it aside. Anytime you are about to make a decision, go and seek God and make sure you do not move an inch until you hear his voice. And one thing I'll leave you with today is that many years ago I said to God, Lord, I will not make a decision to marry anybody until I hear your voice, because the Bible makes it clear that God knows the end from the beginning. So if anybody stands in front of me, God knows the heart of that person. God knows what that person will do in 10 years' time. And I want to hear from God to know whether this is the kind of person I should commit my life to. Look, you have only one life. Don't just commit it to any idiot that comes to you. Into God's presence. And don't leave God's presence until you hear the voice of the Lord concerning that person. This will save you years of heartache and danger. Stop living your life based on the economic environment, based on the environmental voice speaking around you. Don't just accept something into your life because the environment validates it. Only move by the validation that comes from the voice of the Lord. And when you are moving with the voice of the Lord, the Bible says that you will have strength and you will have peace. When people are breaking down and falling apart like a $2 suitcase, the Bible says that you will have strength and you will have peace. So I hope you got something out of this today. Don't mind the background noise. I'm sure you can hear some music playing in the background, but just stay with me. Go over these things I've shared with you. The voice of the Lord is the greatest asset in your life today. If you do not operate by the voice of the Lord, you stand to lose a lot of territory to the enemy and live an ordinary life. Don't joke with the voice of the Lord. Go into the place of prayer. Pray in the Spirit for hours. Pray in the Spirit. Worship Jesus and tell Jesus that I will not leave your presence until I hear your voice clearly speaking to me. Speaking to me, my son, my daughter, this is the way. Walk ye in it. Make that decision today that I will not move an inch, no matter what the pressure is from men and the environment, until I hear the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is our strongest security in these evil times today. God bless you, and I hope to catch up with you guys again. If you want to hook up with me, catch me up on Twitter. My handle is Shola Adio. I'll spell that for you. S-O-L-A-A-D-I-O. God bless you. See ya. Have fun. Bye.